Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump's border czar visiting Texas as reports surface about how the new administration plans to deal with so-called sanctuary cities.
Donald Trump is doubling down on his plan for mass deportations. We're learning this morning that his advisors are discussing a plan to strip federal resources from Democratic-run cities if they refuse to work with the administration on deporting undocumented immigrants.
That reporting from the Washington Post, according to ABC's Selena Wang at Mar-a-Lago. A U.S. brokered ceasefire between Hezbollah and Israel appears to be holding several hours after it was signed. People began returning to neighborhoods in southern Lebanon as Israeli troops began withdrawing from the same areas. The University of North Carolina Asheville is offering free in-state tuition this spring. It's intended for families who live in sections of the state devastated by Hurricane Helene back in September. UNC Asheville has already spent $30 million on campus repairs. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A record number of people will fly or drive for the Thanksgiving holiday. According to AAA, nearly 1.6 million Wisconsinites might be on the move. That number keeps rising after the height of the pandemic when fewer people were traveling. The vast majority will be driving, with more than 1.4 million Wisconsin residents hitting the road. They say the worst traffic today is 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. And then the other busiest times to drive throughout the next few days are Friday morning, Saturday evening, Sunday from noon to 6, and pretty much all day Monday. If you're traveling, you're in good company, so be patient and drive safely. And if you live within Madison city limits, there's no trash pickup on Thursday or Friday. If it's usually picked up on Wednesdays, the sanitation workers are coming to pick it up today. For people whose trash is usually picked up on Fridays, yours will be collected on Monday. Plus, the Streets Division drop-off sites close after this weekend. That's where you can take all the big things that don't fit in a garbage can. So this weekend is your last chance to drop off big items like yard waste and electronics. And millions of Americans will be spending Thanksgiving with relatives on the other side of the political divide, maybe the first time they've seen them since the election. Experts have some advice if you're in that situation. Emma Nadler is a therapist and author. She suggests people consider what their overall goal is for the gathering and for their relationships and respond accordingly.
When you feel yourself getting angry, frustrated, take a few seconds to consider, how do I honor my purpose here? What do I want to say next that brings me back to why I'm here at this holiday?
The group Braver Angels promotes civil political discussions. It suggests people focus on finding out where the other person's coming from without putting them on the defensive and try to find common ground before stating an opposing viewpoint. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks win in Miami. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 106-103 victory over the Heat. Just before the game, Giannis had to drop out with a swollen knee. Guard Damian Lillard.
They said he wasn't going to be in the lineup. I needed to come out and be in attack mode and just try to make things happen and just have that energy.
Lillard led with 37 points, 12 assists. The Bucks now 9-9. NFL, it's the Packers and the Dolphins tomorrow night. The forecast for Green Bay, cloudy, windy. What's it like playing quarterback? In the cold, Jordan Love.
In the cold? I don't mind. I mean, it is what it is. You know, being here in Green Bay, it's going to be cold, and you got to go out there and play whatever the conditions might be. So playing here, we practice in the weather every day in the cold, especially a team coming from Miami. You know, I'll take that any day.
It was sunny and 81 in Miami. So how do you get a team ready for 25 degrees at Lambeau?
I was just going to carry ice cubes in my pockets and throw them at players all week.
That's the Dolphins head coach, Mike McDaniel. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Our travel weather will be pretty good through this holiday weekend, but take a warm jacket because it's going to be cold. Today, partly cloudy, 39 this afternoon. Tonight, flurries, 23. Thanksgiving Day, partly cloudy, 32. By Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it'll be cold with highs in the mid-20s and lows in the teens. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, if you are hitting the road for Thanksgiving, make sure you join us. Brittany Merlot will be here with a little preview of the road conditions. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller.
You say what you want to say.
From the Middle East. I just spoke with the Prime Minister of Israel and Lebanon. I'm pleased to announce that the governments have accepted the United States proposal to end the devastating conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. We want to thank President Macron of France for his partnership in reaching this moment. For nearly 14 months, a deadly conflict raged across the border that separates Israel and Lebanon. The conflict that began the day after the October 7 attack by Hamas on Israel.
Thank you, President Biden, who now completes the most historically successful domestic and foreign policy presidency almost ever. Thank you, mainstream media, for your accurate reporting. Oh, he'll probably get a Nobel Peace Prize on the way out, too.
The United States remains prepared to conclude a set of historic deals with Saudi Arabia, to include a security pact and economic assurances, together with a credible pathway for establishing a Palestinian state and the full normalization of relations between Saudi Arabia and Israel, which is the desire they both have. I believe this agenda remains possible. And in my remaining time in office, I'll work tirelessly to advance this vision for an integrated, secure, and prosperous region, all of which strengthens America's national security.
Okay. A special thank you to the Genocide Joe, Donald Trump voters. Because now Donald Trump's coming in and it'll be the end of the world as we know it. Thank you. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for the apocalypse. Thanks for the rapture. Thanks for everything. Happy Thanksgiving. All right. In an effort to please everyone all the time in this new era, Chris Lavoie is wearing a beanie hat, which Bruce, are you happy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bruce said that Chris looked like a dork in his backwards baseball cap. And he's like, what's next? A beanie hat with a propeller? So Chris Lavoie, because he gives and he gives
give.
For you, America.
Yeah.
He bought a...
You asked for it, Bruce.
Rainbow beanie. Propeller. I'm gonna get my blow dryer so that'll just keep going.
I know,
all
it just
morning.
Yeah, I wish. Small fan that just keeps it going.
I wish it would. Yeah.
Are you happy, Bruce? What else can we do for you?
Help us help you.
Oh, I did determine Tom. Hi, Tom. That calls me a bulimic ditch licker every day on Twitter. He was referring to Cliff Schechter, I believe, when he called him a left wing bone smoking bagel breath.
Yes, he was.
Because I remember that he also called Bob Seska a bone smoker. Mm-hmm. So,
but neither one of them smoke bones.
No.
No, I'm
the only
that's
one.
That's what I said to Bob. I said, apparently you are it, who is also banging the hottest blonde woman in America. Because that's an insult. That's a homophobic insult, even to straight men, is that you're a bone smoker or something. Chris, just to stipulate, is the only bone smoker. Beanie Boy over there is the only bone smoker.
I'm good at it.
Among
too.
Those.
Me,
yeah,
too.
Me too. Oh, it's been a while.
Since the KBC parking lot.
I didn't do that in the KBC parking lot. How many times must I tell you there was only kissing? I mentioned yesterday that Lauren Boebert is on Cameo to give you for $250 to give you
was on Cameo
tips. Oh, is she gone already?
Oh yeah, the ethics committee had something to say to her.
She's gone.
All right, then you know what? Come to me for tips on BJs and handy J's. I was really good at it because I was a Catholic girl because I did everything but. I'm sure between the three of us, we can give you way better handy J BJ tips than Lauren Boebert could. Really? Oh, we hardly knew ye. Okay.
Now, I know that Mormons count, like, you know, backdoor action as intercourse.
Do they? Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
well,
yeah.
That's why I was the last remaining Bill Clinton defender.
So
I was
Catholics
like,
do the same
sexual
thing?
Relations means, it means intercourse.
Right.
With a penis and a vagina.
Right.
Thank you for putting point on that.
But if it's backdoor action, that doesn't count.
No. Yes.
Yet they didn't allow gay people in the church forever.
I.E. see Stephanie's College Italy story. Okay.
Didn't we tell that on the
yes.
Yeah.
On the
listen,
Patreon?
You really got to get Patreon,
Patreon
if you want to support this.
We told it on the last Patreon.
Thing. Also, we'd like to welcome you Morning Joe viewers, who apparently all here now.
Apparently.
Wow. MSNBC loses half its viewers in the wake of the 2024 election. Morning Joe recorded some of their lowest numbers in years. They saw an almost 40% drop right after Joe and Mika went to kiss Trump's ass, which we've obviously been talking about this. And I have to say, who is this? Hold, please. I thought Kathy made an interesting point. Regarding Joe and Mika, the most disappointing thing for me that as is common now in the time of Orange, they do the same thing he does, double down rather than admit fault. It's become common. I don't think most even remember the words. I'm so sorry. I apologize. Heartfelt acknowledgement of mistakes does not exist anymore. So sad.
Nope.
I think
everybody
that's true.
Now.
It was Joe's smugness and dismissal of his audience. Like, you know, oh, it's just a few social media idiots. And, oh, all my rich friends that called me on the phone thought it was great. I mean, that's what's called being out of touch with your audience.
Yes.
And can I just say, I love, why can we still rename it United States of Mark Elias? Why can we not? He's been speaking out about this, and he goes on the network a lot. Mm-hmm. But he just said, I asked the people in power with large platforms and public profiles, for the last few years, you've been saying what everyday Americans need to do. Isn't it your time to stand up? Isn't it your time to show some heroism? Isn't it your time to do what you expected from others? Thank you, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all it is. And so I love that he and others have been, you know, amateur programmers of MSNBC. But I have lots of suggestions. Do you? I was saying Joy Reid's morning show was the best ever. Put AM Joy in there and then move, you know, they have so much great weekend talent. You know, move Jen Psaki or Ali Velshi or somebody from, you know, Katie Fang. They have such great weekend talent. Move them into that slot. Can I make a request? Can you have Lawrence O'Donnell on earlier? That's just a personal thing. I love him so much, and I have to watch clips because I can't live without him. But could you just – how about Ari Melber's slot? I feel like I've heard all the rap phrases I need.
Lawrence wants to work that slot.
No, I think Lawrence likes that time slot a lot.
Does he? Yeah. All right. Lawrence, call me. Let's talk.
You know who I'd love to see in the morning time slot?
Who?
Ali Velshi and Stephanie Ruhle. When they were together before,
they'd be great.
They were amazing.
Yeah, they'd be great.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think the weekend show was great. With Michael Steele was on fire yesterday on Nicole Wallace.
He's going to
stay he's an example of someone, and he's still a Republican. Like, Joe Scarborough says he's a former Republican, and he kisses that much Trump ass.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Steele, at least, is, you know, still being a warrior about, you know, what just a complete tragedy this is. So, what do you call it? Alicia Mendez, I love. Mm-hmm. And Simone Sanders, Chris particularly enjoys.
Yes, loves her so much.
I love her. I don't care what you say. She's a young African-American woman. She is fierce. It's a good balance, that weekend show, I think. But anyway, I just think they have a lot of choices to move things around and to strengthen, you know, the people that don't bend the knee, because trust me, that is not what a liberal audience wants right now. And, one thing I learned, nobody watches CNN. Holy cow. But
well,
they
went so far right, nobody watches them.
That's what I mean. There is an audience, obviously. You know, if you think only 32% of America voted for Trump, there's an audience for a really robust progressive channel. And I just think, you know, Morning Joe is obviously dragging down the whole network, and particularly right before they do the spinoff or whatever. Yes, I'm sorry. What?
No, I was just going to say that.
I can't take you seriously. Your propeller is wagging
at me. I like it.
Don't move your head. All right, go ahead.
I was saying that there is you know, someone who has had experience in that time slot.
That's true.
Stephanie Miller.
There is quite a groundswell for that, meaning, you know, a couple people on Twitter, a couple emails.
We were there for 2 days.
No, it was more than that, I think.
No, it was two.
I thought it was three.
No, it was two.
Maybe you got in one day, and then you worked 2 days, and then you went home.
And then they brought
Well, you know, every day seems like a year in Secaucus, so.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Ooh, pardon me. Snorted
and because
own.
That show is on from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. We were on at our time from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Yes, our body clock time.
Yes.
How about that?
Yeah.
Boy, howdy.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. You know, I'm going to ask Lawrence if he likes that time slot.
I think he does.
You know what? We saved him. He credited us with saving him last time. MSNBC was thinking about whatever. We have enormous power. I have an unbelievable inflated sense of self-importance. From my basement. You know why? Because it's Thanksgiving week and so many listeners are thankful. And we are so thankful for our listeners, aren't we? I have time to get to all these, but it's Thanksgiving week. What better time? Diane from Dallas, Texas, a blue dot in a red state. Damn, Steph, thank you. I could just not turn on my computer the last couple of weeks. I was busy laying in bed eating mac and cheese and ginger snaps. It's a weird combination, but you do you. You do
ginger
you,
Diane. Ginger snaps are not my favorite cookie at all.
You're fine. So this morning, I'm catching up with the podcast, and oh boy, you and Chris and your guests and Jody and the community, Steph Heads, help me feel less alone. I know that you're in grief, too, but you're holding us all up. Thank you. I love you all. We love you, Diane, even though that's a little bit of a weird
better.
Culinary
yes,
choice.
Yes, you did.
Huh?
I think
I made someone feel better.
She knew about the hat.
What was I going to say? Chris and I were looking at that guy that ate like Trump. He said, I ate like Trump for a week. I don't know how that guy is still alive. I'm just saying, you know what? You know me. I'm a happy clappy. I feel like the arteries may be the ultimate winner in this whole. Oh, my God.
Not going to lie.
If you did not think he was already a disgusting pig, his McDonald's order is 2 Big Macs, 2 fish filet sandwiches, and a chocolate milkshake.
Not going to lie. That kind of sounds delicious. But not every meal.
You want to know what his Kentucky Fried Chicken order is? Mm-hmm. An entire bucket of chicken, no sides.
I would smash.
What? Oh, God.
Not every meal, but that sounds delicious.
Not to me. He's gross. Ay, ay, ay. Okay.
I don't look down upon fast food. Fast food is good.
I have a problem with fast food. But
I look down on fast food and everything Sharon Stone looks down on. I don't care. You see, she's causing a bit of
consternation.
A
yeah.
Yes.
She and Alec Baldwin are causing
a stir. Is she wrong, though?
No, she's not wrong.
Wait a minute. What's she saying?
She said Trump won because Americans are uneducated and they don't travel. I'm saying that is part of it.
That's
also, she said keep your daughters
away from them.
Granddaughters and whatever away from them. Is she wrong about that? How many rapists has he tried to appoint to his cabinet? Oh, my God. His whole au revoir is rapey. Irv. Pardon me.
She can't. I don't even try anymore.
Au revoir means goodbye.
Yeah, so au revoir means goodbye.
Well, bonjour.
No, that means
hello. That means hello.
Well.
It means good morning.
Whatever. Don't give me ennui.
Oh, God.
Sean says, Steph, I want to add my voice to the chorus of supported listeners who owe you so much for what you do. I kid you not. This is a true Stephanie Miller story. Beanie boy.
Okay.
On Wednesday, when I wanted nothing more than to stay in the fetal position all day, I said to myself, Stephanie Miller's going to put on her big girl panties, hypothetically, if she wore panties.
Exactly.
Right, so that's probably a bad...
Right.
But yeah, okay. And do her job, I can too. Your strength in letting yourself be vulnerable on the air, getting things wrong, i.e. the Russian man who catfished you.
No.
Okay, I thought she was a hot blonde architect from somewhere.
From where?
I don't remember.
Where did she say she was from?
Yeah, wasn't she from not
remember
this
now.
Country?
Yeah, she was from not this country.
I blanked it all out. It was probably a 400-pound man in Russia. Where did she say? I don't remember.
She was not from here.
Lithuania?
No.
Something like that?
No.
Moldova?
No. I'll think of it. Okay, and more often getting things right.
Transylvania?
Okay, stop. The guessing
game. She's a bloodsucker. She was a bloodsucker.
And often getting things right make the rest of us feel like we'd also deserve grace when we're wrong, thinking America is better than it is. My mom died over a year ago. She was 94 and had dementia. The things you've shared about your own journey have given me comfort and given me strength. I'll stay a listener as I have been since the Bush years. You know, it's interesting, Chris. I have Bush years, which didn't include in the parking lot in KBC. You know what I mean? I have Bush years and then non-Bush years. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That it don't have to do with the presidency.
You're having
the presidency.
A half non-Bush year.
You're having a non-Bush year at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not by choice. Okay. And a podcast subscriber since 16. That is still the best deal in the business, and that's the best way to support the Stephanie Miller Show. Get the commercial-free podcast.
Commercial-free.
It's crazy cheap. You can listen anytime commercial-free.
Yep.
Okay. I adore your show. Truly appreciate the voices you bring to the table. I'll put up with the fart jokes to get the rest of the amazing content you provide. Some people are come for the fart jokes and then just endure the amazing content.
Fart jokes shouldn't be something you put up with.
No, exactly. Am I the first one that told you about the Chart Your Fart app?
Yes. You
can
get news here.
I hope you can get it here and not just in Australia, because that's awesome. God, Carney Wilson must have gotten that the minute I said
she
it.
Did, yeah.
She records her farts and names them. And if you've heard Toboggan, oh my God. That's her and our favorite. Okay. Where was I? I could not agree more that progressive media investment is what we need to coalesce around as we try to find our way forward out of the encroaching darkness. All my best to you, Jody, Chris, and all your amazing guests. Sean in NoHo. Thank you, Sean. We are so thankful. Happy Thanksgiving to all of our, Stephanie, our little Island of Misfit Toys Thanksgiving family, including Beanie Boy. Okay. We have Bob Seska, Carlos Alzraki, and Florida Democratic Party Chair Nikki Freed do an episode of WTF Florida. Oh, dear God. Okay, 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi. Dr. Modi's Dow Wow Wows. My kitchen door is presently, I can't open it.
Why?
So, you know, Elmer, the guy's got to come at 9 because I wet something warped the wood, I don't know, it doesn't unlock. So Mommy has had to go in and out the dog door with Bonnie and Clyde. And I'm just saying at my advanced age, that's getting a little more challenging. But I crawl in
there
and out so they know how to.
Doors?
Yeah, you have other doors in this house.
Yeah, but not that go to the yard. It's a whole thing. Anyway, my point is, I will do anything for my doggies, including feed them the best food in the world that is superfoods, the same foods I eat, right? Like, got all these antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables in it, in addition to the first four ingredients, which are turkey, beef, duck, salmon.
That's right.
I mean, come on, that's a feastesses.
I mean, sheesh.
I can't even look at you.
Why?
Beanie Boy.
Why?
I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It is raw. It's freeze-dried. You can tell how good it must taste because it smells amazing, as do their kisses. Mr. and Mrs. Kisses. Okay. Sometimes I lay and wait right after they've done eating so that I can get kisses. Then I just lunge.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I may possibly be the only person that's needier than my dogs. DrMartyPets.com/Miller, 54% off right now, and they throw in a free bag of Cod Krispies.
What?
Wow. That is DrMartyPets.com/Miller, or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
I wish we lived in the day where you could challenge
Stephanie Miller
to a duel.
CB Distillery is having a massive Black Friday sale. Save up to 60% off their entire site with the promo code VIP. That's you. If holiday chaos has you stressed out and sleepless, bring back the merry and bright with CBD from CB Distillery. They have natural solutions for pretty much everything. Stress, sleep, post-workout pain, even mood and focus. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. And it's a perfect gift for those on your list that have everything. Stuff their stockings with better sleep. Treat your gym buddies to less pain after exercise. Grab a little holiday calm for yourself. We all love either the gummies, the tincture, I use the Relief Stick after my long bike rides. It is like magic for all of us. Right now, you can save up to 60% off CB Distillery's Black Friday sale. It's the perfect time to stock up and get all of your shopping done. CBDistillery.com, the code is VIP for 60% off. That's CBDistillery.com, the code is VIP. CBDistillery.com, not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota. Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction. There's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone company to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. And those nonprofits need our help now more than ever. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to CredoMobile.com. And for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. One more time, that is CredoMobile.com. The code is STEPH25.
The John and Gordy Show.
Look who's here. It's Mike McCabe.
Look at the patterns of history, because it's important to realize that this has been cyclical and that we have seen the loss of sort of a we society and the emergence of a me society. And,
right.
And how could that be better manifested than having a certifiable narcissist in the White House? We've gone through these periods before. Light has been found at the end of the tunnel.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Tom and Iowa would like me to post a picture of myself going in and out of the dog door. Hello. Good morning, Tom. Is that, do you mean that in a dirty way or just hi?
In a Mormon way.
Oh, yes. I could just imagine a bag of hangers going through the dog door. So is the dog door still big for the Pyrenees?
Yes, yes.
Did you make it smaller? Okay, so at least this is physically tangible, but... Chris, please post a picture of Steph using the dog door. That would really brighten my day.
You're taking everything beautiful and making it dirty again, Tom. How dare you? Just wants my ass, just, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Maybe I can get stuck and I was going to say when Jody and I can be Lucy and Ethel trying to get in and out of the dog door in another madcap adventure. By the way, we did it again. We started the guessing game on the, oh, bitch, please, take your line of bolt to the corner store.
We're getting some lovely
where
answers.
Where that was from?
Yeah.
Seth says the line, oh, bitch, please, is from the original cut of Miracle on Before It's the original line Natalie Wood said. John Payne told her that the Macy's Santa Claus was the real Santa.
I'm into that.
And it's not from Miracle on 34th Street. Black Betty said, bitch please, is Carrie Fisher as Princess Leia from The Empire Strikes. No, it's not.
Yes.
Somebody said it's from The Duff, and I need to just watch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are ridiculous, bitch. Stephanie Miller Show family.
All right. Take your line of bull down to the corner market and sell it there, because this five and dime isn't buying your line today.
Granted, that'd be funny if that was in Miracle of 34th Street.
I think so.
From Natalie Wood.
Bob Seska is next.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. The deer hunt continues through Thanksgiving week, and officials say hunters harvested fewer on opening weekend. Here's Derek Tritz.
Hunters registered 89,203 deer statewide during opening weekend. This is a 1.8% decrease from last year, which wasn't a surprise to deer program specialist Jeff Pritzel.
We are down slightly, which was to be expected given the late start of the opener. We see that in other years when the opening date of the gun season is later, it's further removed from the peak of the breeding season. It's further removed from the peak of daytime deer activity as well. So that kind of played out over the course of the state.
This number is also 4.8% down from the five-year average. However, this statewide decrease doesn't mean each county was behind last year's figures. Several counties like Washara and Dodge County experienced opening weekends significantly better than last year's. Pritzel also expressed how being a deer program specialist doesn't guarantee you a harvest.
I can struggle too. I have yet to see a deer. I hunted in Vilas County opening weekend, and I was in that camp of folks that just were not benefiting from any deer movement, apparently. I spoke to another Vilas County hunter that had his deer in the 17 years he's been hunting up there. I spoke to another one that said it was the worst year that they've had up there. And so just an example of the variation, but I can empathize with those hunters that haven't had a chance to see a deer yet. And the season's young, and there's more opportunities waiting for me, I'm sure.
Regardless of harvest, hunters stayed safe during opening weekend as there were no firearm-involved hunting accidents reported. Gun deer season ends December 1st, which means there's still time for hunters to turn this season into a success.
That's Derek Tritz reporting, and I'm Savannah Tome Olson. On your Wednesday before Thanksgiving, this is 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Our travel weather will be pretty good through this holiday weekend, but take a warm jacket because it's going to be cold. Today, partly cloudy, 39 this afternoon. Tonight, flurries, 23. Thanksgiving Day, partly cloudy, 32. By Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it'll be cold with highs in the mid-20s and lows in the teens. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Happy holidays, happy holidays, happy holidays.
Oh, hello, everyone. Judy Summers from Summers Tree Farm, located on Rocky Dell Road, 3 miles west of Middleton, exit 250 Airport Road. The farm opens the day after Thanksgiving, 8 to 5 daily. We close at noon Christmas Eve. Visit our website at summerschristmastreefarm.com. We look forward to seeing you. Happy holidays from the Summers family.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I have an all-star lineup of John Legend, Jenny Slate, Adam Brody, and the one and only John Grise, also known as Uncle Rico. And I'm joined by musical guest Eric Ratzak from Ask Your Mother and Eric Jellin from Mascot Theory.
Weeknights from 6 till 8.
messages, mainly for the Democrat women. You're shaving your head, you're getting your tubes tied, you're becoming lesbians. We don't want your offspring, so go ahead and do that. Matter of fact, we voted you out. We don't want you. We don't want you in our community. We don't want your nose rings. We don't want your hate. All you stand for is abortion and hatred for white straight men. We don't want you. We voted you out. We don't want you. Please get.
Yeah.
And for a man as yourself that's on the answer machine here that would vote for a woman, and you call yourself a man?
Get. Get. Scat, everybody. Wait, I should have been taking notes. I got some things to get on Black Friday. Nose ring. Tubes,
shave your head.
Tubes tied. My
shave
personality took care of that.
Yeah.
Also, shave my head. No, I have hair extensions. I'm a lipstick lesbian. I have eyelash extensions. Shave my head. Whew, and if I was the lesbian before, I would be once I met you. Wow.
Also, your age kind of tied your tubes, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
The hands of time.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Wow. Yeah. You see how they, all their insults are, I don't know, misogynistic, homophobic, like the guy that called Bob Seska a bone smoker last week.
Right.
Who also, incidentally, is banging the hottest blonde woman in America.
Speaking of dreamy, hunky men, why, Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute and I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob's calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Oh, golly.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the money.
Hi, you old bone smoker.
That's my favorite thing ever.
Welcome to our new morning show, Bulimic Ditchlicker and the Beanie Boy.
Yeah. Remember for a while I was using Dick Pinch as
yes,
my name,
yes.
My login name for Zoom. I think it's going to be Bone Smoker now. That's
we are changing the name of the show to Bulimic Ditchlicker and Beanie Boy.
Yeah, and see, the problem is then I'm going to do like a serious Zoom call later on with like, you know, like my accountant or something, and my name's going to come up Bone Smoker.
Dick Pinch.
Because that happened a bunch of times with Dick Pinch when I was Dick Pinch on Zoom. I would do like a regular with my cousin or my uncle or something like that. And, oh, here, I'm Dick Pinch. Good to meet you.
Oh God, you know, because, you know, we're now in the new despicable Jesse Waters era. But I miss that idiot Bill O'Reilly. He fell for everything, right?
Dick Pinch, Clear Lake, Iowa.
That's it.
All right,
Pinch,
sorry,
Clear Lake, Iowa. Yeah, and by the way, that clip that you played coming out of the commercial of that guy with the accent talking about lesbians or whatever
yes.
he's called.
Bald-headed lesbians.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
With the nose rings.
I guess we're now back in that era of people doing parodies of callers from that movie Talk Radio with Eric Bogosian.
Right, right.
That guy, that sounded exactly like something out of that movie. If you haven't seen Talk Radio with Eric Bogosian, it's a great movie
really
about
good.
Radio.
Yeah.
And every single caller sounds like that guy, and it's terrifying. You expect, like, Stephanie's opening up a box that has, like, a Nazi flag in it and a rat, you know, just chain smoking.
By the way, Chris, it should be Bulimic Ditchlicker and the Bone Smoking Beanie Boy.
Right.
Pardon me.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, okay.
Dick Licker and Bone Smoker, the morning. Yeah. Good morning.
The morning, the morning.
We are our new radio team.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, Bob, you retweeted the cartoon evolution of the GOP of Nixon, I am not a crook, and Trump just going, I'm a crook, so what? And you just said 76 million Americans, yeah, so what? I mean, you know, our friend, Joe Walsh said something like that. Like, yeah, I blame Merrick Garland, but you blame the 76 million people that went, yeah, okay. They saw the same things we did, right? I mean, even if you, I get it, the disinformation, they believe him, that all was a witch hunt, all of these juries, you know, his peers. But, you know, at the end of the day, they saw January 6th with their own eyes, right?
Right, right. And we're back in this place again where we were 5, 6, 7 years ago, where we're talking about how there need to be serious reforms for the presidency, reeling in executive power. And
And I think if you were to get in your time-traveling DeLorean and go back to 1776 and explain to the founders, you know, what do you think? Should the president be immune from prosecution? Should the president be able to just take office even though he's been convicted of 34 felony counts? Should this president have all charges dropped against them? And they would go, well, what are you talking about? This is exactly what we're fighting against. This is the sort of thing that we're opposed to, and you should not do that, future people, with yeah. your weird-looking silver car. And so this is something that needs to, because, first of all, Donald Trump shouldn't be allowed to be inaugurated, given the fact yeah. that he's been adjudicated as an insurrectionist. That disqualifies
right. well, you,
him,
you retweeted,
Congress needs to vote to ameliorate that.
You retweeted Lawrence Tribe, but it's just the fact that we live in a world where we know, like, oh, well, that won't matter. Right. I mean, Lawrence yeah. Tribe said not that anyone's going to do anything about it, but it might be good to remember that as an educated oath breaking insurrectionist, Mr. Trump is constitutionally disqualified under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment from taking
that's
the
it.
Oath. But, you know, that's the problem, Bob, is I feel like even Glenn Kirshner yesterday is like, well, you know, we have a king, right? At least for now.
Yeah.
We don't live in a land of. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we all who follow politics understand that there are certain traditions and norms of the presidency and American government that kind of hold everything together. It's this gigantic loophole that Donald Trump is consistently exploiting, because he sees those norms and traditions as, well, they're not laws, they're not rules,
right.
I can just walk right through them, doesn't matter. And so we're seeing that time and time again, where the deference and to the extent that we're criticizing Merrick Garland,
right.
Merrick Garland has significant deference, even though he was the first attorney general to charge a former president with crimes. That's an important factor here, or to prosecute a former president. The fact of the matter is that there's way too much deference when it comes to obvious
yeah.
criminals,
I mean,
obvious
you know,
con men.
Bob, Rue pundit a point, too. He said, I'll never get over the idea an old memo at the Department of Justice is what allowed Trump to get away with insurrection and stealing top secret documents. Not a
yeah.
law, not a trial. He's very filthy.
Yeah.
A God memo. It's really the stupidest, most bureaucratic way for this country to die. I mean, is it really as true
yeah.
like a memo says?
Yeah. There are lots of OLC memos. I found one that said, you know, a president can be prosecuted for the same crimes that they were impeached and acquitted for. So if the
yeah.
president gets impeached in the House, goes to the Senate, they get acquitted in the Senate, they could still be charged after they leave office. There's an OLC memo that says that.
Yeah.
Obviously now, I guess the Supreme Court supersedes that. If it's part of official duties, it doesn't matter. But it should matter. This
yeah.
is what, again, this is what the United States was founded to push back against, this sort of untouchable executive post
yeah.
that now has been, as I said, exploited by
known
con man.
Donald Trump would wipe his ass with a memo. He wouldn't,
yeah,
you know,
of course.
I mean,
of course, he has no respect for any of this stuff. He has no
yeah.
respect for the traditions and norms of the presidency. That, I mean, we knew that from day one. And so that's why I think we missed an opportunity in this previous 4 years. Obviously, we did the Electoral Count Act, but there needs to be more guardrails established for
yeah.
the presidency. I don't
yeah.
care if it's a constitutional amendment or something.
Can
defining
I just,
the boundaries very clearly and making sure that there are repercussions for
yeah.
presidents who step across those boundaries.
And can I just say, Tristan Snell said a jury convicted Trump on 34 felony counts. Grand juries voted on all four indictments of Trump. Juries of citizens like you and me. They saw the evidence and said the cases were legit. All of that democratic accountability now just gets wiped away. We will never forget. I mean,
yeah.
we're going to be the keepers of this time in history, right? When Trump
yeah,
tries to erase
yeah.
all of it from the history books, right?
That's what's so important, especially given the fact that Donald Trump and the MAGA movement is in power right now, that we hold fast to the things that we know to be true, to the facts of this period of time, and make sure that
yeah.
posterity understands what we've all gone through, and that this group that's in office right now is going to be in office doesn't revise things as
yeah.
they so often do. And we need
well,
to make sure that
yeah.
doesn't happen.
You retweeted Greg Sargent said, interesting empty wheel piece urging Dems to use Pam Bondi's confirmation hearings to highlight in advance the epic corruption that Trump is about to unleash. This is why I hope, you know, the whole point of this is that Jack Smith can release a report so there is a record
of all this. I mean, you know, and you retweeted Andrew Weinstein, who said inability to pass a background check to obtain a security clearance should automatically disqualify a nominee for any national security related position. And every single senator should be asked to go on the record to confirm that they agree with this. I mean, there are some ways that we can still fight back and go, are you effing kidding me, for the national security of the United States, right?
Right.
Okay, so by the way, go ahead. Yeah, no, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm mildly heartened by the fact that there are a couple of Republicans who are standing on principle right now and trying to push back against the more egregious trespasses, sidestepping FBI clearances and things like that. I think Lisa Murkowski and a few others
are the usual.
Pretty hard and fast in terms of, making sure that Trump goes through normal channels with all of this.
Now, I know we're told not to talk down to people, but you just tweeted vast dumbness. You retweeted Bill Scheer, who said, good luck, America. People have voted, for lower prices of goods and services, their highest priority, almost 80%. Then they said, do you favor or oppose U.S. placing new tariffs on other countries? And the majority said yes. Then they were asked, do you think the new tariffs on goods from other countries would generally make the prices of things you buy higher? A percentage said yes. And just now the networks are starting to do stories about what a tariff is. And Americans, that was one of the most Googled things the day after the election. What's a tariff? And it's okay.
I mean, Jody and I started a segment on Thursdays called You Were Warned. You know, we talked about this for God knows how long, years, about how tariffs will cause prices to go back up. Mass deportations will cause prices to go catastrophically high. I mean, the disaster economically in this country is going to be enormous. And I guess the only way out is if Donald Trump is just bluffing about this stuff. I mean, that's what it's down to now. The security, the future of the American economy depends on whether Donald Trump is bluffing about these things, whether he's just going to try, like he did with the wall, where he built, a couple of feet worth of new wall and then said, I built the whole entire wall. And so, it comes down to hoping that that's going to be the case. I mass deported 11 million people, and it's actually 11.
Yes, he's going to declare victory on everything, Bob, and it'll be just the way he won, all based on lies. He'll just decide, okay, tariffs are over now, and I brought prices down. None of it has to
be true. And one of the things he's going to do, if prices do go up, if he does implement these tariffs, which right now on the table is anywhere from 10 to 25% tariffs, and prices go through the roof according to those numbers, and he's going to go, well, this is Joe Biden's economy. This is where we all come in. This is where we have to make sure to loudly and in unity push back against this idea that he's going to pull this stunt, that he's going to blame Joe Biden if prices go up, even though it's his tariffs and mass deportations that make prices go up. We got to make sure that we get the word out, because one of the flaws of this past campaign is we didn't do a good enough job interrupting the flow of disinformation from Donald Trump's mouth to the ears of people who should know better, who don't necessarily buy Donald Trump's merch, who don't support the MAGA movement, but who voted for him anyway. And we got to interrupt that flow of disinformation and do a better job at messaging.
And, your friend and mine, Rachel Bitticoffer, was on yesterday, and, she said she was screaming at Democrats to go negative. And it's not in our nature, but unfortunately, this is, the gun we need in a gunfight, not a butter knife, so.
Yeah, but Rachel's all about negative partisanship, the idea that it's not so much we love the Democrats, it's that we hate the Republicans, or
not negative,
or vice versa.
Not negative lies, negative truth,
Exactly.
I think our biggest
advantage we have. We're tethered to the facts and reality, and if we can just use that and more effectively message that, I think we come out on top every single time.
I
think people want to believe the truth.
I loved your retweet of Borowitz Report, who just said, doomsaying is lazy, hope requires work. And I am and can I just say on this Thanksgiving, I'm so thankful for you. I am so thankful for, the progressive warriors we have in this whole universe of ours. Because all of, I just love that everybody in your own way, you're staying in this fight. You're finding a way to stay positive and to inspire people. And you inspire me. You lift me up. So thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. And the feeling is absolutely mutual, Stephanie. You are the center of our universe here, and I've been encouraging everyone to support independent media, starting with the Stephanie Miller Cinematic Universe.
Yes, I'm the chewy nuggety center. I'm the little nuggety center. I'm the one you like getting that you're like, what's that? That's okay.
Yeah.
I'll use that to get to Bob Seska and, you know, Dean Obadala and John Fugles.
Yeah. Yeah. Start here. Patreon.com/Stephanie Miller Show. That's where you get started, is supporting independent media. And then you can work your way out from there to all of the other satellite shows and personalities and people. And so
Bob Seska is that he's the, what is he? He's like the, what the, what's the, it's like the, I can't forget which center it is. It's, you know. It's like a, it's a nut, but it's like a really, it's a healthy nut. And I'm just saying the Bob Seska Show is essential to America. SexyLiberal.com.
He's the peanuts in our gorp.
Thank you.
There you go.
You're the peanuts in our gorp, Bob. Good night. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, 49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by, you know what it is? I don't eat candy, so I was having a hard time stumbling through those analogies.
Right. You know what gorp is, though, right?
Yes, but I don't know what's in candy besides nougat, nuts, caramel. I don't really know. Okay, 49 minutes
chocolate
after the hour.
Chocolate covered cherries are gross.
No,
you know what I do know? I know what's America's only progressive phone company, and that's Credo Mobile.
It is.
That's a company you can get behind, much like the Stephanie Miller Cinematic Universe, and feel good about it. That you're supporting good in the world.
That has They've a center given... like a Milky Way.
Yes. Yeah. They've given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that need us more than ever right now. Planned Parenthood, Transgender Law Center, on and on. So join the nation's largest, most reliable network, right? You get competitive rates, great deals on new phones, even bring your current phone, your current number. Switching is so easy. It's a smart and easy way to make a difference in the world. Go to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. CredoMobile.com. The code is STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a drag, a well-known drag. We turn the sound down on her and say rude things.
If you're ever worried about the safety of your home and family, there is no better time to act. Right now, you can get 60% off a new Simply Safe security system, their best deal of the year. Simply Safe is the home security I trust. I've been using it for years. I love the peace of mind it brings, knowing my home is protected 24/7. 60% off, you heard me right, today by visiting simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Old school alarm systems only kick in once someone is already inside your home. Simply Safe stops criminals from entering your home in the first place with its exclusive active guard outdoor protection. Live agents keep watch outside your property 24/7. Plus, there are no long-term contracts, no cancellation fees, and professional monitoring plans start at about $1 a day. Right now, Simply Safe is offering my listeners 60% off any new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That's their best offer of the year, so head over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, wheat flour, wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on. And know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're
pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
This portion of the show brought to you by My Morning Kick.
Oh, yeah.
I've got stuff planned for the holiday weekend. A lot of bicycling and hiking. You know how I am.
Oh, yeah.
You know how I do. Morning Kick is in my bottle every single day, every morning. Hearing it powers me through the show. You know why? Because it has 10 supplements in one, and you absorb stuff better through liquid, as you may know, especially with strawberry lemonade flavor, and it's so delicious,
oh,
and
yeah.
You like drinking it. Oh, my God. And then it just slips you. It's like it tells you you're pretty. And then it slips you a bunch of probiotics, prebiotics, ashwagandha, stuff that's good for your gut health,
right.
Your energy, your overall well-being. Do it with Mama, RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply. Stephanie Miller Show family, happy Thanksgiving, especially all y'alls that are, you know, having to have Thanksgiving with people that are, you know.
Yeah.
Booker tweeted, what radicalized you? I grew up with morals. My parents taught me to treat others the way I'd want to be treated. It's literally just being a decent person. That's why we're all so mad and why we're not staying friends with you. It's like telling us to be friends with the high school bully. Thank you. Or you could just buy one of these that I got during COVID.
If you just look at the tape.
Remember Uncle Carl at last year's Thanksgiving?
You can clearly see the votes being counted twice.
Oh, come on.
What is wrong with you?
Give it a rest, Uncle Carl. And where's your mask?
Don't you know masks only make people more sick?
Oh.
Well, that was last year. And this year, Uncle Carl won't be making Thanksgiving dinner because he was, well, detained. But don't worry, even though Carl can't make it, his silicon-based stand-in can. It's the Auto Conbot 3000.
Mask the stuffing, please. You know, if I owned a store in Kenosha, I'd appreciate all the help I could get.
Is that so?
It's a shame they're tearing down all those statues. How else can we learn history?
Oh, for cripe's sake.
You have some gravy on your diodes.
Yes, you can hear all of Carl's right-wing media-inspired talking points without the benefit of Carl's actual presence.
I find myself watching more and more Bill Maher. The pandemic is over. You people are too woke.
This holiday season, don't forget the Auto Conbot 3000.
I want to speak to the manager.
You need to watch out. You're a bit too close to the fire.
Oh, they're taping me? Well, I'm taping you now.
No, no.
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
It's like your uncle never left. Auto Conbot 3000 is for entertainment purposes only, not to be used as a substitute for hopeless relatives in all instances or for Tucker Carlson's sexual gratification.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Remember, there's always a plate for you here at the Stephanie Miller Show, family. I'm with Brooklyn Dad Defiant. If this is you, I'm with you. He says, I gotta say, it's pretty funny.
To me, the people are crying that they're not welcome at their family's house for Thanksgiving after voting for Trump. Like, no, you're not entitled to a nice, pleasant dinner with decent folks after you voted for a f***ing adjudicated rapist whose policies will jack up prices, break up families, end health care coverage, and more. I have zero sympathy for you Googling, can I change my vote, dumbasses, after you saw the same January 6th that we did. He's the same irresponsible who botched the response to COVID, only he's much worse now physically and mentally. Go take your ass to McDonald's. Thank you, Brooklyn Dad. All right, Nikki Fried, chairman of the Democratic Party of Florida, next.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time for a pre-Thanksgiving special, Trigby Olson, The Lincoln Project, and Pat Kreitlow with a Martha Stewart recipe. Be with us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.